It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. Milwaukee has long been known as Brewtown, and although many big beer brands have left in the past several decades, the city still represents when it comes to craft beer. In fact, there are a number of well-regarded craft breweries throughout Wisconsin, but the state has been facing a lot of competition from other states building up their craft beer scenes. This Saturday's Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival hopes to build some homegrown support and awareness of the Badger State's craft beer credentials. Co-hosted by the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, the fifth annual event and tasting will feature more than 150 craft beers from some 40 breweries across the state. And visitors will get to talk to brewers, brewery owners, and even chefs who cook with the craft brews. Among those in attendance will be Jeff Hamilton, president of Sprecher Brewery in Glendale. He serves on the Guild's board. He tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce that it's easier to do business today as a craft brewery than it has been in the past.
I've gotten to see firsthand how the industry is growing here in Wisconsin. We used to average maybe two or three new members of our guild a year. This past year, we've added 14 new members, and we're pretty much adding them at over one a month now. I think it's about 1.5 a month average. And that's not every brewery joins our guild right away. So it's a good time to be brewing in Wisconsin.
Why is that? What's changed that's allowed more breweries to get stronger, to start up even from the beginning?
There's really two things I think that are influencing that, the rather larger trends. And then you could get more specific about craft beer. But people are very much more interested in things that are produced locally. Things they can see when they go out in their neighborhoods, things they walk by every day, things they drive by every day. So the local craft breweries certainly fit that bill. The other thing is that people are very much more interested in what they're putting in their mouths and how things taste. There's been a huge food movement. You can see from the popularity of the different food networks and food shows on television how popular it is. And craft beer really goes right along with that because there are literally hundreds of styles of beer out there or variations of styles, and they very much can be paired with food. So I think that's another thing that's happening in the larger picture that are really influencing people's want for craft beer.
Given that so many new craft breweries are coming online, so many new ones are joining this guild, is there any concern about the increase in competition?
Small breweries are still only producing and selling about 6% of the beer that's consumed in Wisconsin. So everybody looks at it as plenty of room for craft beer to grow. So I think that as people drink less and less light mainstream beers, and more craft beer, there is room for everybody to grow. Now, obviously, there are some physical things that, like shelf space in grocery stores and liquor stores, that at some point have physical constraints on them, but I don't think we've seen that yet.
What are you hearing from the brewery owners and the brewmasters themselves about coming online at this time versus maybe 10 years ago in Wisconsin? What are they seeing the consumers have come to expect of their craft beer?
Well, I think one thing that everybody's concerned about, consumers and particularly people in the industry, is the quality of the product. And one concern is that if low-quality products get on the market, it kind of drags everybody down. So a huge concern, not only here in Wisconsin, but in craft brewing in general, and it was really echoed at the Craft Brewers Conference in Denver this year where 7,000 craft brewers were there. It is quality. Everybody is concerned that, you know, as new breweries come on, that they maintain a high standard and that, you know, we don't give craft beer a bad name with bad products. That's our biggest probably concern if you talk to brewers and brewmasters.
And how do you maintain that quality then? When you do have so many people getting into the industry, you've got so many different kinds of beer out there. How is it kind of self-regulated among craft breweries?
I mean, each brewery is responsible for their own quality. I think that most brewers would help another brewer out if they thought there was a quality problem or something they could help them with. I do also think that there's many, many more educational resources every year available to people. So 10 years ago, you wouldn't have found the resources technically and the science of brewing out there for people. So there is information that probably wasn't there, but I think the concern is to make sure everybody uses what's available, everybody does their homework, everybody does the part of the business. It's not so much fun. You know, obviously the facing the public and raising a beer is the fun side, but there's an awful lot of science and chemistry that go into the backside of it that people don't see, and that's really the art and craft of brewing, and that's the part we have to make sure people coming in also understand.
So this isn't just people with a hobby or a passion for beer deciding, I'm going to quit my day job and I'm going to become a brewmaster.
There are a few of those out there, and most of them learn pretty quickly that it doesn't work that way. It's a very intense professional environment, and if you don't look at it that way, you're not going to be in it very long.
Where does Wisconsin stand in terms of craft breweries compared with the rest of the country? I mean, what do you see happening nationally that's being reflected here?
Unfortunately, we used to be considered the beer state. We're not anymore, and particularly in craft beer. There are many states that have gone way ahead of us. Washington, Oregon, Colorado, California, to name a few. Maine is ahead of us, I believe. There are a lot of states that have more craft breweries, and craft brewing is a bigger part of the market share, or craft beer is a bigger amount of what's being sold in those states than it is in Wisconsin. I last saw, I think, per capita wise, we're all the way down to number 7, I want to say, in craft beer consumption. Well, in general alcohol consumption, we're consistently in 1 or 2.
Do you think that has something to do with maybe brand loyalty to Miller Coors, given what a presence it has here in the state? Or why do you think that is?
I think it does. I think there's been an influence by large breweries here, particularly, although there's more than just Miller Coors here, large brewing-wise. But there's been that influence that have probably held back craft beer growth, where in a place like Oregon, there were no major breweries. There were lots of craft breweries that started there and now have become the larger craft breweries. So I think that's one thing to look at. Same thing with Colorado. The difference between Colorado and Wisconsin is that even though they had Coors there, they had an environment that fostered craft beer growth. So they have really surpassed us, even as a state with a major brewery. So you have to look at Colorado and say, you know, what have they done that Wisconsin hasn't? Well, they've really fostered an environment for craft brewing. Their governor right now, John Hickenlooper, actually was a craft brewer before he was the governor. He started Wine Coop Brewing, which was actually one of the early craft beer producers in the country. So that's one difference we see here. We just haven't had the environment to foster it.
What would you like to see change that could help bring more craft breweries online?
I think that one thing that's happened in Wisconsin that We had very, very favorable laws for brewers 10 years ago, and they've been chipped away at, where other states that had very tough laws have actually gone the other direction. So that's another thing that hasn't helped the beer environment in Wisconsin, where other states have become more progressive for craft brewers. Wisconsin has actually become less progressive for craft brewers, which is another interesting dynamic, considering that we are all proud of our beer here in this state.
What about the beer itself? How do you think that's been changing as craft breweries become more popular and gain more market share?
I think that people are doing more and more creative things. That's probably the biggest one. You've also seen a surge in American-style beers becoming really considered the class of the world, where 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think the Europeans would still have been sitting in that spot as far as being known for good, flavorful, different styles of beer. Where now, particularly in IPAs or India Pale Ales, the U.S. is really known as where all the creativity is going on. And then when you look beyond that, just the innovation in ingredients, you're seeing all kinds of herbs, fruits, nuts, anything that can add flavor that is not going to interfere with the process of making beer is being added to beer. And I think that's really another big change that we've seen in craft beer.
So given the environment here in Wisconsin and maybe some of the changes you would like to see, is this why the Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival is important to the industry here?
The Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival is very important in a variety of ways. It exposes people to a very classy environment to enjoy beer and to really experience different flavors if you haven't ever done that. And really also to see how food and beer play together and how that experience can be very enjoyable. I think that's important that way in terms of promoting craft beer. It also is important to create awareness of our industry, and it raises money that we can use for both promoting craft beer in Wisconsin and for trying to get changes that will make it more favorable for craft breweries to start and grow here.
Well, Jeff Hamilton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You bet.
Jeff Hamilton is president of Sprecher Brewery in Glendale and a member of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. The fifth annual Wisconsin Beer Lovers Festival is this Saturday from 1 to 5 at Bayshore Town Center. Hamilton spoke with Stephanie Lecce. We'll take one last break and then visit with a group of fifth graders who are happy to be moving on to sixth grade, but who are sad to be leaving behind a project they nurtured. We'll be back with more of Lake Effect right after this on Milwaukee Public Radio.